This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Good morning and welcome to the Fan Early Morning Show. For the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to buy like a pro, the average Joe, you can go to CGR Wholesale. CGR Wholesale sponsoring the Fan Early Morning Show. And it's a cold morning. Not a big fan of walking through the chill, but it's supposed to heat up a little bit later, so sure, for your work commute, as it get, you know, as you start to leave and get on the road, it'll be a little warmer when the sun gets up. But for now, it's still dark outside and it's cold. But I got some stuff to talk about this morning. Pitt beating Notre Dame over the weekend. Pat Bostic, I was producing Panther Insider before that game on Saturday, and Pat said that the Pitt Panthers men's basketball team had the opportunity to do something that may make fans and many others around the ACC who follow Pitt forget about the struggles of early January, and they indeed did that with a win. That was their 300th in the history of the Peterson Event Center, so that's exciting on a night when the teams, some of the big teams that made it into the tournament were there, the team from the 70s and the team from the late 2000s. So, I mean, that was cool. Just when you have two historical teams being honored and you have the opportunity to reach a milestone and you beat a team like Notre Dame, like they're struggling this year, but it's a big name. Pitt also beat Duke. Remember a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So, despite some of their struggles this season, they have really not fully turned it around, but they've won some big games this year. They've won some exciting games this year. They've made some of this season exciting in moments. So it's still pretty cool. It's still pretty cool. Still a good game to watch on Saturday. Good game to follow. And then, you know, reaching the milestone and being in front of historic greatness, it's all very good. There's some things I want to touch on this morning, other than Pitt men's basketball. The Super Bowl, it's Super Bowl week. How about that? Also, the Pro Bowl games were this weekend. I got some words about that as well. I already got some callers on the line, though, so let's get to one of them now before I start going on a monologue. I'll take this one. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Will. I wanted to talk about the Pirates. So
okay,
there's a very cool player that's available. He's been through some trouble, but Trevor Bauer. I wanted to get your thoughts on him, and I've heard him on podcasts talking about how he would be willing to sign for league minimum with incentives, and I think the Pirates could use him, you know, bring some fans to the stadium, and he has a lot of insight, could help our young pitchers that we have, and I think he could really be a good asset for the team.
Sure.
I know he's been through some trouble, but it was all proven that it wasn't true and nothing happened. So I think he deserves another chance, and I think it would really help the Pirates.
All right, well, I'll provide some thoughts on that. An interesting direction. I've heard kind of rumors and swirlings about the possibility, or at least just opinions of if the Pirates were considering why or why not bring Trevor Bauer aboard. As a person, I don't like him. That doesn't mean he's not a good pitcher. I'm never about the loud, talkative athletes sometimes, and I just believe that he, maybe he intends to, maybe he doesn't, but he's just controversy, like, no matter what. Like yeah, the allegations against him that were made turned out to not be true, which, if, you know, he wasn't convicted of anything, and he didn't, like, plead, or he didn't, like, settle, then, okay, I'm good with it. But, like, he just has just this controversy. I mean, he's got his own podcast. He's not afraid to say things. And I think that if he doesn't single-handedly turn the Pirates around and have such good starts that, you know, he's worth the impact, I mean, he's just going to be a major distraction. And the Pirates don't need distractions. They need to develop what they have, and they need to add a couple more pieces that maybe not controversial, just steady guys that can help them win games. Trevor Bauer, again, if he's his 2020 Cy Young self, then, like, sure. How well is he going to pitch now that it's been, what, 3 years, 4 years? I don't know. I would just hope he's not a major distraction. I mean, if he's not going to be a distraction and he's going to pitch well, I mean, sure. He wasn't convicted of any crimes. And he didn't settle. There's nothing openly suspicious at this point about what he's done. And if he wasn't convicted, I'm like, that's fine. If he didn't settle, if he didn't admit to guilt, and nothing was proven in court, sure. Sure, I say, in that perspective, sign him. Why not? And especially if he's willing to sign for the league minimum. I think that would be an interesting perspective there. But it's just a matter of, like, where are the Pirates in terms of adding a guy like that who could possibly be a distraction? Or can he even still pitch in Major League Baseball? I mean, I know he's pitched in some of the international leagues. So, I mean, he's still been getting work in. He's still been getting repetitions. It's not like he hasn't been working out. It's just a matter of whether you think it's worth it or not. I mean, I think I would consider, I guess is what I'm saying, the long way around. I'm saying I would consider, provided that I don't feel he's going to be a distraction to my team. But yes, consideration is deserved for Trevor Bauer, I'll say that. Got another caller on the line. 412-928-9370 is the line you can reach me at. Good morning, what's your name?
It's Anthony, my friend.
Oh, hello.
I would sign Trevor Bauer in a heartbeat. Watched him when he went over to Japan. These ridiculous allegations that were turned out to be false.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in America anymore, it doesn't matter. People make an accusation. We've so convinced ourselves that it must be true. I hate to even say this, but even you keep saying he didn't settle. Settling with someone instead of garnering all these legal fees doesn't mean you're innocent. It means you settled to get it out of the way.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
He. So these whole allegations. See, what I don't like about what's going on in America today, when the accusations were made, everybody, of course, the media all jumped on him. But then, when this thing was exposed to be a fraud, you see the exposés about fraud, nature of the whole allegations?
I haven't seen it personally. I mean, I haven't studied the case too much. Like, I didn't like him so much that I tried to ignore the things he was involved in. But again, like, he's innocent as far as the legal system goes, so that's all that should matter.
Look, he's not a very nice guy. And obviously, he had some sort of freakish nonsense going on in his life, but it wasn't criminal. My point is, can he pitch? And guess what? He can still pitch. And guess what the Pirates need? Starting pitching. It's a no-brainer to me. Bring the guy in, get you some wins, all will be forgotten.
Sure,
need
Anthony.
Help on the front line there, buddy. So that's all I care about.
Anthony, thank you for the call. No, I mean, that's a fine perspective to have. I still worry about him being a distraction, but sure. Also, I always thought that settlements were like you're admitting guilt to get it out of the way, or you're saying like, hey, I understand that I did something wrong, so, you know, here's some compensation for that. Let's move on. So it's a form of guilt. Either way, I mean, it's in Trevor Bauer's case, none of that happened. I mean, as far as the legal system goes, he was found guilty of no crime. So that's all that matters to me. Now, again, I worry about, is he going to be a huge distraction to the team, and is he going to pitch well enough? Now, Anthony, you seem to think that he can still pitch well, which, sure, okay, in that case, then sign him. Again, personally, I don't like him, but, like, again, like a lot of major athletes who have talent are not likable. That doesn't mean the teams aren't still interested in them in some way, and he's never done anything that extreme. He just talks a lot, which is fine in some regards, but it can hurt your team and your brand in other regards. So, I mean, that's the big question for me. I mean, there's nothing illegal that he has been proven to have done. And so really that's the threshold. And can he still pitch? Anthony, you laid it out, you know, in pretty straightforward words there. You're right. I mean, if he can pitch and if he doesn't have any convicted legal troubles, or he's not in the process of being tried for significant legal trouble, then yeah, bring him on. Again, I just worry about the distraction aspect, but, like, you know, if you're not, then fine. I mean, it's definitely worth consideration. So to go back to Will, who called in first, yes, I would give it consideration, especially if he would sign for cheap. So, I mean, that's my basis there. It's fine. I mean, if he can sign for league minimum, he can sign for cheap money, and you can get him, and he can still pitch, and he's not in legal troubles, and he's not too much of a distraction, absolutely, I would consider signing him. So, I mean, again, I've seen the conversation, and I've seen some say, sure, this is why you should sign him. I've seen others say, no, this is why you should stay away from him. It's really an interesting case. I mean, it's just a matter of whether the Pirates, because he is still a risk too. I mean, there's some risk involved in this signing because, again, he could, I mean, he hasn't pitched in Major League Baseball in what did I say, 3 years? He had a Cy Young season during a pandemic shortened season. He pitched a couple times with the Dodgers. So it's just a matter. And then he hasn't pitched in Major League Baseball in a while, so, I mean, do you trust that he can get back into Major League Baseball and give you starts that are worth it? I mean, is he a risk that you want to take? For that cheap, though, now I'm talking myself through it. I really didn't expect to talk about that this morning, but I think it is an interesting conversation, so I'm going to have a conversation with myself in my head as I kind of spell out the pros and cons of this decision. Again, I mean, how big of a risk is it, though, if you do sign him for cheap, if he's willing to sign for, as he said, I guess, the league minimum, then I don't see why not in that regard, then. It's not really a big risk, then, if you sign him and he doesn't pan out, you cut him and you don't have to invest that much money. Maybe it's just the brand that you're worried about if he causes too much of a distraction and makes your team look bad. So, all right, I'll end it with this. Yes, I give it consideration. I think it's an interesting prospect. And sure. If it were up to me, yeah, I'd take the risk. So we'll see if the Pirates entertain that decision at all. Maybe bring him on a minor league contract. He can sign for league minimum. Whatever they decide to do, sure, I'd put it up for consideration if it were me. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. We'll talk a little bit about the Pro Bowl games that took place over the weekend, and then a Super Bowl next weekend. It's exciting. Talk about that next. If you want to get in on the conversation, you can call at 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at @Callis_33. That's @CALLAS_33. If you want to mention me in a post and I find your comments interesting enough, I'm sure I'll get a lot of Trevor Bauer comments on there. So go ahead and you can tweet me, you can post at me and say what you think of Trevor Bauer. Talk about anything else you want to talk about as it relates to the NFL, the Pirates, Steelers, Penguins even. They're still in season. Pittman's basketball. Anything you want to talk about. 412-928-9370 and on X. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I'll be back right after this. on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning and welcome. My name is Nicholas Harry Catalyst. It's The Fan Early Morning Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, the first local sports talk you hear in the morning. All right, so talking about Trevor Bauer a little bit, right? Talking about whether he should be on the Pirates or not, whether the Pirates should consider signing him because apparently he's willing to sign for cheap to get back in the league. Might be a good opportunity for both sides. After firm consideration on the first segment, I say, yeah, sure, bring him back. Why not? Or not bring him back. Bring him in to start. Sign him. Take the risk. It's fine. Moving on, if you want to talk about that as well, voice your opinion on Trevor Bauer and the Pirates, 412-928-9370. You're welcome to do so. I want to touch a little bit on the Pro Bowl games and the Super Bowl, though, since the Pro Bowl just happened, and the Super Bowl, I mean, it's Super Bowl week, so woo, exciting stuff, getting to the biggest sporting event in America, coming up here at the end of the week, so it's exciting. The Pro Bowl games, won by the NFC and Eli Manning, 64-59, it's a weekend of festivities, not just one day anymore, right? I mean, that's not news, but I believe it's the second year that this has been implemented, and I figured it out. I figured out what's going on here. And this is for all All-Star games as well, but now it's more the NFL, now that I'm kind of thinking about it. The Pro Bowl games seem more for the players and celebrities involved to have fun. It's not so much as it is designed to be entertaining. Like, they're trying to be, like, relatable and fun and be themselves in this atmosphere, you know, playing through these competitions. I'm not saying it's not impressive. You know, all of the gauntlets and the workouts and the games that they're playing. But it's like, the flag football part to me was the most interesting, and I thought it's an interesting dynamic, and I guess they want to show off some of the big guys as well to give them the mini games to play, but like, it's just too long in the middle, too long of a halftime for me. And then in that regard, it just feels like they're out there to have fun and be like famous and cool themselves. And then it's like, we're supposed to watch and be like, oh yeah, I can totally relate to all of these celebrities, totally relate to all these big men, these strong guys, you know, doing these, you know, strength drills or agility drills, or play flag football. I mean, to me, it's not doing it. Because again, it seemed when part of the reason why, I mean, you watch is to be entertained by some sort of, you know, physical competition or some sort of competition that you think, oh yeah, that's just impressive. And not that them doing this is not impressive, but it's just like, it just seems like they're having the fun and we're watching going, ah, yeah. I mean, there's no, it doesn't feel like competition because again, like, it doesn't seem like they're gonna, there's any in particular person or like, again, the conferences, you know, root for the conferences. I didn't feel extra inclined to root for the AFC just because the Steelers are in the AFC by watching this. I guess it was an interesting dynamic that the AFC had a huge lead but lost, you know, a lot of the mini games, a lot of the skill games in between to come back and win. I mean, maybe. I mean, Madden, they tried to make a skill. They tried playing, you know, video game football. And even then, they only showed a highlight reel because, like, you know, if you're watching guys play video games for the full length of the game, I mean, it's not going to be interesting. They knew that, so they only showed a highlight reel, and I believe the NFC side was, like, winning by 40-something, you know, toward halftime of that game before they switched. So, it's, again, it just seems like it's the popular crowd that's enjoying being given, like, a platform like that. It's not so much that there is major entertainment value coming from that. Because, again, it's no fun to watch these guys just like, oh, yeah, we're having fun. Ha-ha. You know, but there's nothing to seems like, to cheer for. Again, when you've got two teams playing from two different places, especially when you're in the playoffs, like, there's some interest there. Because you've got your team and representing your city to root for. It just seems like in these All-Star games, I mean, they used to be around, so, you know, back when you didn't have streaming to watch your games, you didn't have a big presence of the internet that you could watch. Because, again, like, games rarely featured other conferences or other leagues. Like, especially in baseball, they didn't have interleague play until, what, the late 90s. So you never got to see the other league play unless the World Series was on. So, I mean, to watch the All-Star game at that point, to see the greats from the other league was, I mean, it made sense. And other sports, I think, soon followed, but now we're living in an era where you can watch any game from anywhere with the internet at any time. All, you know, all the major networks that carry sports, they have the games for you to watch on a stream. So it seems like the All-Star game has just lost its purpose. Like, we can appreciate the greats, so we can still recognize these guys without them having to play in a game. And I appreciate the NFL for trying, I guess. It's not doing it for me. It's not doing it for many people. Because, again, it's more of, like, you know, the most popular people around trying to have fun than providing something that's truly going to be entertaining. Now, the Pro Bowl does it right, too, because they have a week after the initial playoffs have ended, before the Super Bowl, where they invest in having that time to show off their greats. I think other sports should do that as well. The NHL, having its All-Star break on Super Bowl week is not a great idea, because, of course, everybody's going to be talking about the Super Bowl. Major League Baseball in the middle of the season, I get why they're doing it that way, but, like, have these guys play in a game when the season's over, when they can afford to take a risk with their health. And again, I mean, some crazy things happen, and you don't necessarily want that. And those things could happen. There's always the chance for that, you know, some wild injury to happen. But, like, you're losing the risk of them playing and getting hurt in the middle of the season by playing at the end. I don't know how that would work logistically. I know you still want to give players a break in the middle of the season, and I'm sure you could work that in. But if you're really going to have these guys play in a meaningful game, like, have it toward the end of the season, would be my opinion. Again, I don't know how that would work logistically. But again, I mean, if you're not going to do it toward the end of the season, then it just doesn't make sense at all. Like, just have the break. You know, don't worry about the All-Star games anymore. And it's sad for me to say that, because I always used to enjoy watching when I was growing up. But, like, we're living in a different world now where it just doesn't seem to make sense to have those games be played. To touch on the Super Bowl real quick, I don't know who to pick in this. I'll explain why. I'll be back on Wednesday to talk more in depth about my predictions on the Super Bowl. I don't have time right now to go into that, so sorry for that tease, but it will not be paid off. But right now, I'm still mixed. So I'll think a little bit about who I think will win the Super Bowl, and we can talk about that on Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.